This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Well, they've declared who the sexiest man alive is for 2018. And I'm sad to say I didn't quite make it this year. Yeah, another disappointing year. I believe I came in second. This year, People magazine named Idris Elba, he's a black dude, is the sexiest man alive. He's British. I think that's what put him over the edge, is he's British. If I talked like this, I might have had a chance. You know what I'm saying? No, sure. That was horrible. That was a terrible British accent. If I talked like this, no. See, I'm mixing too many of them. But anyway, maybe if I had an accent like this, they would have given me the award. Anyway, having an American accent, I think, probably impacted the vote. And I did not win it again this year. I was hopeful. If you don't know who Idris Elba is, he starred in The Wire, and he was also in Luther, and he plays a lot of roles. You know, he's a black dude, but he has an American accent, and he pulls it off. When I first saw the dude, I didn't know he was British. And when he won the award, I was like, come on, no way, really? I won? Really? He's got a real, one of those guttural British accents, too. Right. He says, looked in the mirror, checked myself out. I was like, you know, you're kind of sexy today. But to be honest, it was just a nice feeling. It was a nice surprise, an ego boost for sure. Now, I was a little too highbrow. But he's British. He's a black dude. He's British. Idris Elba wins sexiest man alive, man. Whew. I don't know. I guess I just have to settle for being in the top 10. Oh, man. Glad you guys are with me. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, the top 10 of the sexiest men alive. What? What are you saying? I'm not top 10. What am I? Top 20? Top 50? Top 100? Even if I was top 100, that would still be some pretty good stuff. I'm top 10. I don't care what y'all... Y'all can look over there, you can giggle, you can look at me crazy, but I'm top 10. This is, what's the highest grade of meat? Choice, no, it's not choice. Like select, this is select beefcake. Oh man, ladies, what do you think? You could, hey, kjradio.com, send me a note. Nobody has to know. I won't read your name on the air. 844-551-8255. I'm chuckling, but, you know, there are areas of the world I rank high. Antarctica, you're funny. Yeah, you think you got a sense of humor over there. All right, that was pretty funny. Idris Elba, 2018 sexiest man alive. I remember when I first saw People magazine do that, and I thought to myself, how can you possibly go, that's the sexiest man alive? I mean, okay, Dos Equis, you know, the most interesting man in the world. I get it. Because let me tell you something. I have heard people tell stories, and you go, holy cow, that is a life. I told you guys the other day, I was listening to Ross Perot Jr., talk about flying, being the first guy to fly a helicopter around the world. And I thought to myself, holy cow, now I know what white privilege is. There's no way I could have done it. I couldn't have accomplished it. I don't have the contacts. You know, daddy's sending them currency and Kyrgyzstan money, all kinds of stuff, making sure he could get out of binds and stuff, calling the State Department, the Navy. It was crazy what they did. Retrofitting it. A helicopter getting the FAA to approve it. That story, I was just sitting there going, you got to be kidding me. Really? All to do so. And here's what Ross Perot Jr. said. Dad, we can't let the Canadians be the first ones to fly a helicopter around the world, can we? We're Americans. Wow. I'm just telling you, if the Canadians came to my company and said, hey, we're going to retrofit a helicopter because we're going to fly it around the world, you know, in 90 days, the first thought in my brain wouldn't be, well, we got to beat them to it.
as a United citizen of America, we got to beat them to it. I would have been like, all right, well, it's going to cost you $5 million and good luck. But there are people out there who think this way because they've been programmed differently. They have the means to do so. See, that's what they call that hidden racism. Because I never would have thought that. I'd have just made the money, said good luck. And when they didn't make it out, if they did it in 90 days, I'd go, oh, interesting. We could probably do it sooner than that. Maybe we, now my mind would get to thinking. But I wouldn't be, it wouldn't be a race to first. Because you want to be the first, whatever. We're going to be the first ones to put a train set on the moon, you know. I'm glad there are people out there that do think differently, but I wouldn't be the guy going, we're going to build a Lego, you know, Twin Towers on the moon as a, you know, as a tribute. It showed him Muslims, you know. Said no Kevin Jackson black dude ever. No, we don't think that way. And that's cool. Culturally, you know, that's the cool thing about America is there's somebody out there thinking this way weird out, you know, the stuff that you're going, I never would have thought of that. When Ross Perot Jr. was telling this story, I'm sitting there going, so he knows all the potential perils, including getting kidnapped, get crashing, and a host of other things. And he's like, let's do it. And I admire the fearlessness, because let me tell you something. I'm fearless in other ways, but something like that. Now, keep in mind, I don't know how to fly a helicopter. I'm just a passenger. I would have just been there going, are we there yet? Yo, have we made it? But this is the dude. I mean, I'm just saying, I love that adventurous spirit. That's the American spirit. And I exude it in other ways, but it wouldn't have been with that. No sirree, Bob. Because, hey, what if something happened and I couldn't be declared the sexiest man alive? There you go. I mean, you know, I got a few years left. Black don't crack. I got some time. I mean, I go to my reunions. My contemporaries look like they've been rode hard and put up. All of them look like Ernest Borgnine. You know, they look like Abe Vigoda. You remember the dude, Abe Vigoda? The whole time he was in Hollywood, he looked like he was 75. That's the way all my friends. I know some of them listen to this program. Kev, you talking about us, man? I am. I'm talking about y'all. Your old-looking butts. I could be the sexiest man alive in 2019. I'm going for it. Y'all think I'm kidding. I'm losing an additional 12 pounds. People see me and they go, Kev, you've lost weight. I go, yeah, I have. You look good. One of my buddies the other day, he goes, man, you look good. I said, yeah, I know. And I go, but I'm about to look better. Because, I'm in the gym working out. I got to get training for this thing I've been talking about doing for a few years. Had to put it on hold just for various reasons. Mostly health reasons. Anyway, folks, we got a lot to talk about. You're listening to the second most sexiest man alive.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You ever been so distorted or, you know, whatever, I don't know the word I'm looking for, but you, where you don't know what's good for you? You know, you get your blinders on and you go, this is what I want. Usually it happens with, like, a mate. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. When I say a mate, I'm saying, you know, like you think, oh, man, she's so cool. She's great. And your buddies are going, dude, no, man. She's a gold digger. Yeah, she's a gold digger. You don't want her. No, man, she's awesome, man. And you choose her, and everybody around you is going, don't do it, man, don't do it. But you do it anyway. And then you know what? It ends up bad. I had a buddy. This dude, he was in high school. He was a blue chip athlete. This guy said, I want to play football in the Rose Bowl. I want to get a pro football career. And his last thing was, I want to marry a Playboy centerfold. And that was his stated goal in high school. And he was a stud. So what happened? He gets a scholarship to play football in college, goes to a Big Ten school, ends up in the Rose Bowl. And he's good. He's a good player. Gets recruited, goes into the NFL, and plays. Finds himself his Playboy
centerfold. You guys think I'm telling you, he's planned it out. I want to go to college at a, you know, school that gets me in the Rose Bowl to play for college football, you know, whatever, not championship, but, and by the way, his team won. He wanted to win the Rose Bowl, his team won, and his final thing was he wanted a Playboy centerfold, and he got her. Now he's in prison. Yeah, he's one of my high school friends. He's in prison, and his Playboy centerfold girlfriend, well, I mean his wife, he married her, is a raging alcoholic who spent every dime this guy made. This guy went, okay, so I want you to imagine this. Blue chip high school athlete, goes to college, plays at a Big Ten school, goes to the Rose Bowl, plays there. They win. He's, you know, recruited to become an NFL football player. He does. Leaves that, goes and starts a successful financial services firm. And then he meets his Playboy centerfold. And he'll do anything for her. He's like, whatever you want, whatever. We got the big house, the big cars, the big kids, the big this, the big that, the big vacations, the big jewels, all of it. And then he couldn't keep it. I don't know, you know, the whole lot about the story. Other friends of mine know it closer, but I think Bernie Madoff and a guy was robbing Peter to pay Paul. Why? Because he wanted to impress his trophy wife, his Playboy bunny. And the story's really funny. I'm not going to tell it because too many of my friends know the story. But it's crazy how a guy who had it all and he blew it. And I'm going to tell you, the Democrats are exactly this way. The Democrats have scripted this, right? Remember what else they scripted? Anybody? Anybody remember what else the Democrats scripted? The Democrats scripted who they wanted to run against in 2016. And they got exactly who they wanted. They got Donald Trump. The Democrats scripted winning back the House. They targeted people. They did it. They got their Rose Bowl win. They got their, you know, they're playing in the NFL. And they got their Playboy bunny. They got it all. And they're going to end up in prison. Just like my friend. I don't wish anybody bad luck. But you can't do wrong things, and you know, even if you think it's for the right reasons, you can't do wrong things and think you're going to get away with it. The Democrats are not going to get away with this. This is, look, I know they wanted to win the House, and they did. I told you guys earlier in the broadcast, and I said it before we ever got through the election, I said the only hope they have is they got to win the House so they can stir up a bunch of nonsense. Adam Schiff, the Democrats took the biggest sigh of relief you can imagine yesterday because they got the House. So now they're going to wage investigations and they're going to do a bunch of stuff. You know what they're going to show us? They're going to show us that they have been cooking the books. They're going to show us that they would do anything for their trophy wife. That their orchestration to get to what they wanted is going to expose them. I'm telling you, I believe this will happen. As much as I think the sun's going to rise in the east wherever you are tomorrow morning. That's the way it works. Be careful what you wish for. People have been warning them. We've warned them. Look, I have no issue against Democrats. I think they're idiots. But I'm willing to work with an idiot. I'm willing to say, hey, man, look, you do not want to play golf in a thunderstorm. In a lightning storm, you do not want to do that.
Kevin, I love the game, man. Ain't nothing going to keep me off the golf course.
Okay, well, I'm just telling you. You know, that's how people get killed. 2 days later, Kevin, you know, there was a death on the golf course. Some stupid liberal. You can only take them so far. We're warning them. We're saying, guys, do you understand where you're headed? Do you understand your policies are nonsense? Do you understand that the people that claim that look, I get it. You're at the base level and you really believe in diversity and all these things that they've told you. Do you understand they don't care about it? When we talk, I know this, when I talk about projects and passions and things like that, it is passionate. I'm passionate that black folks stop with this stupid social justice agenda in education. Stop worrying about your ethnicity and start worrying about how much you know about math and science and really understand art and literature to the point where it enhances your life and you can go build a career out of it. That's what I'm talking about.
But no, Democrats have them bamboozled. Well, here's a good thing about all of this. It's over. At least for the next 2 years, you don't have to hear another political commercial for the most part. And maybe we can step back from it for just a bit. Just a bit. Because you're not ever, you can't leave politics any longer. You can't take your eye off the ball. And as I've been saying all broadcasts, and I'll say it till the day I stop doing it, or until politics changes, it's up to you to stave off the other side. I'm one of these guys that's changing people constantly, because if you start up a political conversation with me, I'm going to tell you my view and I'm going to end it. We may not agree, but you're not going to walk away going, yeah, I told him about Barack Obama. I rode with an Uber driver who couldn't understand conservatives and all this, and he was a challenging leftist. Well, explain this to me. And I said, I'm happy to, and I'd explain it. And he didn't agree. But he'd go, okay, that's fair. You know, I can understand that. But then he'd give me another, you know, for instance, and I go, here's another thing, and here's another thing, and here's another thing, because I was going from Scottsdale Airport to Phoenix International. And by the time we arrived, I'm not lying about this, he says, Kevin, I'm so refreshed to meet you, man. He goes, most people don't want to talk about this subject. And let me tell you, he would get a little heated. And I would just, you know, I'd go, look, you can be as passionate about this if you want. You drive an Uber, and I knew what his career was when he told me, and I said, but I study this. And I'm not going to tell you what to think, but I'll tell you this. I know more about this subject than you do. Go research it, and then let me know if I'm right. And he gave me a hug. Short break. We're talking about reasons kids are in bad shape now.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. GodSaidManSaid.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. GodSaidManSaid.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday and the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump announced on Twitter that Jeff Sessions is out as Attorney General. Trump also said that Matthew Whitaker, Sessions' Chief of Staff, will take over as acting Attorney General. Today at the White House, President Trump held a press conference where he talked about the border wall.
The money to build the wall, the whole wall, not pieces of it all over. And we are doing it. Now we have the military. Now we have other elements of a wall that are pretty nasty, to be honest with you, but it's nevertheless, it's pretty hard to get through it.
The president also had an interesting exchange with CNN's Jim Acosta.
If I may ask one other question, Mr. President, if I may ask one other question, are you worried?
That's enough.
Mr. President, I was going to ask one of the other folks.
Democrat John Tester is projected to defeat Republican challenger Matt Rosendale, with 91% of precincts reporting Tester leads Rosendale 49% to 48.1%. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I saw this article, 12 examples that America is far more messed up than when you were a kid, and I had to cover this because so much of it hit home. You know, because I'm old school. I'm an original gangster. OG, as we call them in the hood. And I'm one of these guys that grew up listening to old men, you know, as they were passing down knowledge. We don't have that anymore. I'm talking about, we don't have it in general, unfortunately, and certainly in the black neighborhoods, man, and in the black culture. We don't have these OGs handing down knowledge. These youngsters think they know everything. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to chime in, and I hope you do. So, what was the number one? I mean, not, these are in no particular order, but here's what a guy says, and I'm telling you, I can relate to this. Number one, when I was young, fast food was something people would get as a treat every once in a while. Today, a third of the country has made it a lifestyle. Let me tell you what I used to do for fast food. First of all, we rarely got it. What I would do, because I love Jack in the Box, I love their cheap little hamburgers. And I'd go to the store. The grocery store was next to Jack in the Box. And I would help people put their groceries in the car. And I worked for tips. And I would go to my cousins. This is when I would go to Dallas. There was a Safeway and the right next to the Jack in the Box. I'd go to the Safeway. And I'd help, these women would come out with a bunch of groceries. And I would help them bag it, put it in their car. And they'd give me 20 cents, whatever, 50 cents, whatever. And once I got enough money, I would run over to Jack in the Box and buy me two burgers, and then I'd run over back to my cousin's house. It was truly, we'll work for food. I wasn't spending it on crack. I know y'all, my producer's like doing like reefer, like I was buying reefer. No, I wasn't spending it on Mary Jane, 420, marijuana, whatever you want to call it, or crack, or drinking it. I would literally get enough money and with tax to go buy me a Jack in the Box cheap burger because I loved them. And then I'd go run over to my aunt and uncle's where we were hanging out. And the next day, I'd go do the same thing. I would literally work for food. So, and you know, it wasn't even panhandling because I would say, ma'am, can I help you with the groceries? You know, I was very respectful. Well, yes, young man, and I'd go out to these old black women, got to their car, I'd put their bags in neatly and make sure everything was put away, and they reach in their purse and give me, you know, 50 cents or whatever. And a burger was like a buck. I mean, they're actually cheaper today if you look at inflation, but it was like a buck. And I mean, I loved doing it, and I would get, when I could get two of those burgers, oh my God, I was in hog heaven. Anyway, this goes on. America's love affair with fast food continues with one in every three adults chowing down on the fare on any given day. That's the finding from a new report from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. I don't know why the CDC would be looking at how much fast food people eat. When asked by researchers, 37% of adults said they'd eaten fast food at least once over the past 24 hours. There was one surprise. Bucking the notion that poor Americans favor fast food the most, a report found that intake actually rose with income. Okay, so that's number one of these 12 things that have changed since we were kids. Here's the number two. This one's pretty ominous. This one I find not just shocking, but it's a horrible thing to report. But anyway, here's the number two. Overdosing on drugs is now the leading cause of death for Americans under 50. And we are now grappling with the worst opioid crisis in our entire history. Drug overdoses are the leading cause of death for Americans under the age of 50 who are now more likely to die from a drug overdose than car accidents or firearms. The U.S. has the dubious distinction of having the highest percentage of drug-related deaths in the world. So what's funny to me is leftists will attack guns. They'll attack, as Don Lemon did, white folks, white men, and a host of other things. And outstripping all of that in terms of the deaths of people under 50 years old is drug addiction. This article goes on. However, while opioid abuse is a nationwide problem, visual capitalist Nick Routley notes that there are specific areas that are harder hit by this epidemic. Using the location data from whatever at the University of Chicago, we can see clusters of counties that have an extremely high rate of overdose deaths. Between 2012 and 2016, West Virginia, Kentucky, and Ohio saw a combined 18,000 deaths related to opioid abuse. So I don't know, are they saying that, you know, those particular areas are, you know, part of Appalachia could be, I don't know. But what are they saying? You know, I don't understand why they want to make it sound like it's these counties, these specific counties. Are they cooking meth there or something? I don't even know if that's an opioid. But you get what I'm saying? I don't get it. But the sad part is, under 50, that's the best way for you to die is through some sort of an opioid thing. And it could be that many of these folks, we get hurt, back injury, whatever. They put you on these things. You get addicted. And the rest, as they say, is history. Here's what they go on to say. Cocaine deaths. Let's see. What did it say here? I can't remember. Anyway, here's number three. We often remember this 1970s and 80s at a time when cocaine use was out of control in America, but the truth is cocaine deaths in the U.S. just hit an all-time record high. Cocaine deaths have hit a record high as the drug has quietly become increasingly popular, while the attention of the media and health officials has been on the ongoing opioid epidemic. In the last 12 months, over 14,000 Americans died of cocaine overdoses, marking a 22% increase over the previous year, according to the CDC. That's hard to believe. Because, man, that was a time, what was it, like the 80s, late 80s? Maybe, I know, during the Studio 54, you remember, when everybody was into coke. All right, anyway, here's number four. Of course, meth use continues to spiral wildly out of control. This is now the third drug-related thing that we've talked about here. Just recently, a mother was arrested for leaving her two young children alone in a hot car with a bag of meth sitting on the front seat. How out of it do you have to be to do something like this? I can answer that for you. You have to be a brain-dead moronic leftist. That's what you have to be. Pasco County woman was arrested after she reportedly left small children in a hot car with a bag of meth on the front seat while she was shopping in a Hudson Dollar store. Deputies responded, checked the welfare of the two kids in the hot car all alone. The child, 1-year-old, and a girl and a boy, 7, were both seated in the back seat of the car. Deputies found a small clear bag containing a crystal-like substance sitting on the driver's seat. A presumptive test showed the substance tested positive for methamphetamine. So, three drug-related issues that we didn't really deal with. I know this. I didn't even know what meth, crank, call it whatever you want. I didn't know what it was. Number five, speaking of discount retailers, something very unusual recently happened at Walmart. After spotting an 8-year-old girl that he liked, an 81-year-old man offered to, quote, buy her from her mother for $200,000. A man tried to buy an 8-year-old girl at a Walmart in Port Orange for $200,000. Helmuth Kolb, 81, is charged with false imprisonment and battery. He tried to grab and kiss the girl, and after, he offered to buy her. I mean, again, when you think about your childhood, probably, you know, my childhood, I'm presuming we're all around the same age here listening to me, but the child abductions, you know, kidnappings, rape, molestation, murder, all of it was astronomically lower. And maybe I'm glamorizing it. Maybe it was because it wasn't reported. We didn't have the news media cycles that we have. But I believe it was the people. I believe we had a whole different idea of culture at the time. And I think that it's evolved so much in a bad way. And yeah, what do you do? How do you get that back? I don't know. All right, here's number six. In this day and age, we are inventing new ways to abuse our children. See, I was just going there. Just recently, it came out that a daycare center in Missouri had hosted a fight club during which toddlers were urged to beat the living daylights of one another. I saw this story, and so here's what it was. Because I've done this with my kid. It had a big, one of these big Hulk giant gloves. Have you seen them? The big green ones? You guys seen those? And they had a break. I don't know what was going on. There was a break or something. They couldn't. And so they decided, well, we'll have these kids fight. Stupid idea. But, it's like me. I'll tell my kid, hey, go get that big Hulk glove and then we'll go at each other. But you could see when you watch the video, you could see how it was spiral out of control. I mean, these kids were just, brutalizing and they're crying and things like this. And the teacher's like, get him. And it's funny because, as a parent, and I'm teaching my kid, okay, there may be a time you have to fight, then you play so that they can sort of learn, and it's fun. I know that sounds weird, but as a martial artist, I'll tell you, to train a kid, you got to make fighting just like playing a video game. It's just fun. And then eventually, the fight becomes real, and he takes it as, okay, well, I'm used to doing this, it's fun, and it's a relaxing, easy thing. It isn't like a stressful thing, oh, we're about to fight, and everybody's all scared. He's like, oh, I've been doing this since I was 3 years old with my dad. But this was a wild one. Anyway, short break, we'll be back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind
to help with mental distraction,
and it supports memory function.
Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out.
You're only at your best when your mind is at its best.
Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637.
That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So I was talking about the 12 reasons why kids are messed up today. And are there only 12? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. When you look at your kids, how you raise your kids, do you see some of the things that mess them up? Because here are some of them. Fast food. We talked about it earlier. I tell my sons all the time, do you guys know how many times that you ate fast food? That it became the norm. Fast food was something I had. It was like, can we please eat out? Please. And I bet you, I mean, it's more than on my hands and my feet, but not by much. If in my entire childhood, honest to God, I ate out more than 50 times, I'd be shocked. I mean, I know I didn't. I know we did not eat out more than 50 times. When I say eat out, I'm not talking about somebody run the church's chicken and get a family plant pack and bring it back. That was normal because we traveled. I'm saying our family say, hey, we're going to go out and have dinner tonight or even fast food. If it's 50 times, I'd be shocked. If I bought it like Leo's drive-in when I'd go up when I worked and go would buy it myself, great. But I'm saying as a family where we were, let's go to Sizzler, which is a big deal. I know that should make you laugh. Golden Corral. If I could make it in terms of people that would understand, that can understand it, it would be Golden Corral, and we go there once a year. That would have been us doing it. But anyway, have you taken your kids out to eat? Do they take eating out for granted? My suspicion would be yes, they do. All right. The second one was overdosing on drugs. At under 50, that's the leading cause of death. The third one was cocaine. There's a record high now of cocaine deaths in the United States. Record high. Meth spiraling out of proportion is number four. Let's see. Number five, discount retailers. They said, a man tried to buy a girl for $200,000. Is another one. So we're just talking about reasons why kids are messed up. Do you see the proliferation of pedophilia, things like that, things that we didn't deal with? I mean, maybe it did happen. I remember, like I was telling you guys years ago, I said when I was a kid growing up, there was a black family and they had a little girl. She wore like Coke bottle glasses, and her brother was in my class. But there were four black kids in my class, me and three others. And then this one guy came along, and he was in our class for 1 year, or one semester. And I was going down in the black side of town, of my little town, and visiting my buddies. And we were throwing football or running up and down the streets or whatever. And I said something about, oh, is that where so-and-so lives? And they go, yeah, but man, nobody, you know, you don't mess with over there. And I was like, why? And I saw the little girl, and I want to say she was like 8 years old, because we were, you know, I was probably 14. And my buddies go, yeah, man, her daddy messes with her, or something like that. The implication was her father was having sex with his daughter. And I didn't pay any attention to it, because it was a kind of a new kid. I didn't think anything of it. I was like, well, that's weird, you know, stay away from that guy. But it was like, he was a known pedophile. But I'm telling you, going from memory, that was the only memory I have of somebody going, yeah, that dude, man, he's incest and a pedophile. You know, but that was it. I can't think of it. I have to really work hard to go, oh, yeah, there was one two blocks over that my grandmother mentioned one time. Now, man, we pull up the pedophile reports just for fun sometimes in the neighborhood, and I found out there's a pedophile that lives a couple blocks over from me, and they have his picture up and the whole deal. I wanted to know who this guy is, what he looks like, and all that, because I, you know, there's lots of neighborhood kids. I want to tell them, hey, stay away from that guy. But when I was in St. Louis, you pull up that report, it was bing, 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 bing. I mean, just little dots everywhere. When did that become the big deal? Anyway, let me go back to this. 12 reasons why kids are messed up. They said more allegations of sexual abuse seem to come out on a constant basis these days. In Massachusetts, a youth football coach has been charged with raping numerous boys and recording the attacks on video. In the old days, it would have been a major scandal, but these days it's so frequent they don't even cover it. A British news source, a married father, former youth football coach from Massachusetts, been arrested for allegedly raping young boys, recording the assaults on video. Derek Sheehan of Norwell was arrested, later arraigned on 3 counts of aggravated rape of a child, 3 counts of indecent assault and battery on a child under 14 years of age, blah, blah, blah. You know, 4 counts of possessing pornography. This is what our kids are exposed to. Number 8, another thing that happens so frequently it barely hits a blip on the screen are mass brawls. Recently, a mass brawl involving up to 200 students happened in Philadelphia, but once again, almost entirely ignored by the media. Over a dozen juveniles were arrested and cited after police say a large brawl involving up to 200 students erupted outside of a McDonald's in a Huntington Park section of Philadelphia. That large fight was on Broad Street and Huntington Park Avenue. You can look these up. You don't have to take my word for it. It was the next one. Number nine. But even though there's so much pure evil going on all around us, if you really want to make a big media splash, just do or say something that is politically incorrect. In our current environment, just about everything offends the thought police. For example, Kleenex recently forced to give their man-sized tissues a new name because the old name was considered to be sexist by some people. Kleenex rebranding man-sized. They're going to call it Kleenex Extra Large. Now, we talked about this a while back, this PC thing where you can't say anything, and what you say today could actually get you in trouble a year or 2 years or 5 years from now. It's things that I say on the radio now. Oh, Kevin, that's controversial. It's not controversial now. It shouldn't be controversial in the future. And for the record, I don't really give a crap. That's the controversy, is I don't care. I've got a mouth. I'm going to speak my piece, my truth, whatever that may be. And you, what are you going to do about it? For me, it's man-sized. Here's what they said, something else here. Seven people were shot late Saturday at a nightclub in Southern California. The Riverside Police Department received a call, responded. Online flyers show the Seville nightclub had advertised a Halloween event called The Purge, seemingly in reference to the horror film. If something like this happened 40 years ago, it would have been a top news story for weeks. But this is number 10. Mass shootings. Eventually, they started to become more common. Now they're happening so rapidly, it's difficult to keep up with them. Mass shooting Halloween event in Southern California a week ago. Did you hear the story? Have you seen The Purge? There's a TV show called The Purge. There was a movie called The Purge, and it was you could kill indiscriminately on a single day. You could commit crimes, and nobody, you're free to do it without getting in any trouble. This is the mind of Hollywood. So now they got a TV show. Here's number 11. If you were in an accident and you had to have your foot amputated, what would you do with that foot? Well, one guy decided he would grind it up and use it in tacos that he would feed to his friends. You see, Shiny was in a terrible accident that forced him to think quick on his feet. A car hit his motorcycle, sent him flying into a forest, causing his foot to shatter to a point where he would never walk again. Doctors immediately saw his foot, stated they needed to amputate it. Instead of crying about it, he says, "Can I keep it?" On Sunday, July 10, 2016, 3 weeks after the accident, Shiny, who prefers to remain anonymous, invited 10 of his most, quote, open-minded friends to brunch. They ate puff pastries, chocolate cake, fruit tarts, gin, drank lemonade, punches, mimosas. What was unusual about his brunch? The main course was fajita tacos made from Shiny's severed human limb. Now, do I need to tell you that this is something leftists do? If I got fed your foot, I would beat you with a bat, with your stump, whatever they give you, a prosthetic. Here's the last one. Of course, gross government incompetence should be covered in any list like this. So this says the agency's inspector general, this is a government agency, traced the malicious software to a single unnamed USGS employee who reportedly used a government-issued computer to visit some 9,000 adult video sites. Was he trying to set a record or what? Many of the prohibited pages were linked to Russian websites containing malware, which was ultimately downloaded to the employee's computer and used to infiltrate the USGS, that's a U.S. Geological Survey, networks. The investigation found the employee saved much of the pornographic material on an unauthorized USB drive and personal Android cell phone, both of which were connected to the computer against agency protocols. But she says, most incredibly, the guy was able to stay employed long enough to visit 9,000 adult video sites. Where was his supervisor? So, America's a giant mess. Your kids are exposed to all of this. Do you think leftists care about it? Do you think they're going to address it? How serious is it? I don't know how serious it is to you, but as I said earlier, take your little passion and make it into something.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.